Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Bing Crosby, A White Christmas. Remember, we were talking about that last week and you kept saying, well, we don't have white Christmases over here.
Uh-huh.
But what a lovely song that is.
Yes, well, my girlfriend in Canada is definitely having a white Christmas. It's so heavy over there. But that song, I can never, ever listen to that song without thinking of Dean Martin being totally drunk on stage when he's singing it and falling over. And the two, Bing Crosby and Dean Martin, are such total opposites, but they both sing that song so incredibly well.
I think they're a bit old for me, to be sure, to be fair.
Do you even know the names, for goodness sake?
No, well, no. I mean, it's an iconic song, isn't it? You know, it's not one of those ones that are going to ever go away. That you're right, and they both sing it. I do agree with you, have heard them before, and they both do sing it really, really well. But hey, while your friend's got a load of snow being dumped on her, we've got a load of sunshine being dumped on us. So,
haven't we ever? I spent 3 hours looking in the gardens, looking after this property where I house sit. I just literally had to spend that time out there in the sun because it was so dry and everything was falling over. It so needed to be watered. But oh, what a... It was really, really hard. I was putting, I even went and put my little pajama top on because it comes right up over my head to stop my ears and the back of my neck from getting burned. Absolutely shocking.
But you know, We don't do that well in New Zealand. Some nice cotton, light flowing, you know, that you can just throw over. In Australia, they do it so well, but they've probably been a lot hotter for many years. But here, the clothes is just, it's, we've got to get better at the clothes and the lightness and the, you know.
I agree. And look, when I was sailing my boat, all those years, what, 20 years I was on the ocean virtually, no, maybe not quite, bit of an exaggeration, who cares, but I had nothing but cotton clothes.
Right.
Nothing but cotton. I have not been able to buy cotton unless I wanted to pay a couple of $100 for a shirt, which is just cotton, you know, not even linen. Now it's all got to have some sort of polypropylene or something other fabric mixed in with the cotton, and it just doesn't breathe. It's horrible stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody needs to go to India to be able to buy some cotton these days, I think.
Hey, how about that? A trip to India. There you go. Good Christmas present there. Yeah, bit of travelling maybe. Off to India we go to get some really nice cotton flowing, cool clothes. But anyway, you know, here we are, the 17th of December, couple of weeks. Who knows? It'll probably rain on Christmas Day, won't it?
Well, that wouldn't be a New Zealand Christmas if it didn't. But hey, I've got a great idea for people who are constantly trying to think of what they can do for their old people, their old nanas and papas and all these people. Maybe they're sitting in a nursing home or maybe in their own home. That I had a visit from a elderly relative of mine a couple of days ago. And he asked me to do something which I would never have thought of to do. And that's have a look at his back. Old people cannot reach so many places on their bodies. And it's just impossible, you know. I looked at his back and it was covered in blackheads on the area that he can't reach. The top area that he can reach, the bottom area that he can reach, clean as. So he's, I can't say he's being dirty because he's having all the showers and things that he needs to have, but all the blackheads in between. And I must have stood there for an hour squeezing out blackheads on his back. So what I've now done is I've bought him a long-handled brush, which is what I've been using for years. And I don't know why he didn't think of it, but it made me think about all the things, you know, so many people can't think what to buy their old people in a nursing home because they haven't got much room. They've got nowhere to go. So don't buy them a present. Give them a little bit of your time and say, let me have a look at the places that you can't reach on your body and see if I can moisturize them, squeeze them, do whatever.
What a fantastic idea, because you're right. I mean, even just as, you know, whoever we are, reaching all the bits in our back, we cannot do without a brush or something. Even when you're young, I don't think you can quite do that. But that's great. You're right, because we get a little bit less supple and not being able to reach those. What a great present, a big long-handled brush.
Well, and now $3 in Pack and Save, I just bought myself another one because it's 2 inches longer than my one. And we need that extra 2 inches now, so.
There you go. And also, even maybe a beauty voucher. You know, going to somewhere where actually, that you know, somebody can go in and give them all of the pampering and stuff they need as well. You're right, because, yeah, you're right. What else? It's so hard sometimes, isn't it, to buy people presents because they've got everything. So you're just buying stuff that they don't really want. But, wow, what an amazing, practical, but really awesome gift.
Yes, I know. And there's loads of little places that they find very hard to reach, which are a bit yucky to go and help them in those places, but it's necessary. It's got to be done. It can't be let, you know. Long hair around certain parts of the anatomy means that they struggle to keep themselves clean. So it has to be trimmed, and they're not going to allow anybody except somebody who loves them to do that.
Yeah.
So think about those little things that you do all the time, and don't have a problem doing it because you're in your own personal private little bathroom. And your old nanny or papa is going to have a tremendous amount of trouble in those areas, and they're too embarrassed and you know, uncomfortable to ask. But if you offer, they'll go for it.
Your feet are another one. to get down there and in between your toes and everything else. I see my mum have that problem. And, you know, to send somebody to a podiatrist to go and get a pedicure, or, as you say, do it yourself, sit there, you know, get a foot spa bath out, take one with you, get those feet in there and really give them a good old scrub. So, yeah, there's some really neat ways to really help with things you don't think about.
Well, there you go, guys. There's a new idea for you.
And it is interesting as we get older as well. I mean, I must say my mum's starting to lose her marbles a wee bit. And, you know, you've got to think about what they remember, what they forget, and be there for them. You know, there will be stuff that they forget, and especially coming up this time of the year where it is quite stressful. There's people out shopping. They may not like going out in those crowds anymore, but still want to be part of Christmas. So, yeah, maybe taking them shopping at a quieter time of the day where they can just wander around and get the stuff that they actually want. And, hey, it doesn't matter if it sits in the cupboard and that they don't eat it and that it goes off. It doesn't matter. They want that stuff. They want to be part of Christmas. But if you're there to help them eat it, that really helps as well.
Well, I have done the best thing I've ever done, actually, for a long time. I ran away from Auckland for Christmas. The traffic and the horrible, I mean, I do have to go back next week and pass through. I need to spend 2 days there, unfortunately. But the traffic and the people and the shopping is just a nightmare. I ran away to Whangarei. And Whangarei has not got the same problem. I mean, they think that they've got a problem, but believe me, they don't. I can zip down to the supermarket and sure, there's a little bit more cars on the road than normal, but what a great place to go to at Christmas time.
Absolutely. I think we all kind of go and hibernate. Although I must say, from Christmas Day onwards, Auckland, for those of you outside of Auckland, Auckland's an amazing place to be because everybody else goes. And we have Auckland to ourselves, and you can get around without all of that. Coming up to Christmas, absolute nightmare. Yep, it certainly is. So, yeah, thinking about those people that maybe don't have a car, that don't get around as well as that you do, what can you do for them to just help them make sure that they've got everything they need, but without them having to rush around and be, you know, totally in the crowds as well? Do you know, talking about our older people, I've got an oldie song. I bet you. Oh, I'm going to put it on. And we'll see what you think of it. Whether I'm sure you'll be able to remember it. It's an old song. It's been around for years and years and years. Anyway.
It's not your chewing gum one, is it?
No, not the chewing gum one. Here it is. Here it is. It's coming up.
Joyful, lowly name.
my goodness, that is so old. I bet you've never heard it before. That will be way out of your memory banks. I remember as a very, very young child, I don't know how old, I must have been at least 6 or 7, in a little choir going around from door to door. We had to go through this whole area, walking from one door to the other, singing Heart to Herald Angels Sings. I think we had about 6 or 7 Christmas songs, but that was always one of them. And having to go and talking about old people, having to go into the old people's homes and do a range of songs in the old people's homes. I wonder if they do that anymore. Do you think they'd do that now?
That's a really interesting thought. I'd love to hear from our listeners out there whether you do, whether the schools maybe get into it and, you know, go and take a little choir around and do a little. I think that would be amazing. I hope they do that.
Well, we used to have a little, I can't remember, for goodness sake, I was 6 or 7, but I do remember that we were taking a collection at the time. We had one of those little things like they used to have in the churches. And I do remember every house that we were going to, there was a, it was the choir mistress's husband, was going door to door and, you know, people would come out and he wasn't knocking on any doors. He was just going up with his little thing and people would put 5 cents in or whatever. I have no idea what they would put in, quite frankly, but what a great way that would be to raise money for all the charities that give Christmas dinners to the homeless.
That would actually, yeah, absolutely. But even not even raising money, just going around and spreading some joy, you know, yes. To... Because I don't know whether we do that as much anymore, you know, like, as you say, door-to-door Christmas singing and stuff like that. I have no idea. I'd really be interested to know whether it happens. But you're right. If we go and sing a song, maybe, you know, as you say, throw a dollar in the bucket and yeah, help feed somebody that's maybe less fortunate for you at Christmas. That's also an amazing idea.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, there is no way that they are... I mean, even if they were raising money for their school team, it doesn't matter. You're getting this wonderful collection of songs and they've got the gumption to get out there and do it and ask for a dollar or whatever you're prepared to put in the I mean, how can that be wrong? That can't be wrong. Huh? It's better than these organisations that do all these Christmas dinners free of charge for supposedly those that don't have Christmas dinner and watching all the obviously well-off people come and get them, you know? This would be, to me, a much better way of doing things. So.
Yeah. Oh, we're all going to have to get our singing voices on. It won't be mine. Mine's tone deaf. Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, I think we kind of commented on this a few weeks ago. The only place that I'm going to sing is in the shower or in the car when I'm by myself.
Yeah, was since my thyroid operation, I don't even sing for friends and family anymore, and I used to love it. So, yeah, I agree. I can hardly talk without a croak now. So,
hey, that might mean that you've just got a different sounding voice. So it's maybe for some of those Christmas songs or those songs you enjoy, actually, that kind of huskiness might actually might just do the song, you know, a little bit better.
Yep, it works for about 4 to 5 notes only. So it has to be a song that doesn't have very much variety in it because the voice can only stay in tune for about 4 or 5 notes.
I think we've got some of that with the Christmas songs, haven't we? Like, I'm just thinking jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I could do that part. As long as it was in my chord.
Well, that's about all we've got time for today. We're going to go out and, you know, we've got, what have we got? 7 more days, 8 more days until Christmas. So we'll go and join that kind of rush and do that last bit of Christmas shopping before the big day. But what are we going to go out with today? Let's have a bit of fun. I bet you'll remember this song. Guys, I hope you enjoy this song. It always makes me have a wee giggle. And that's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Hey, be careful out there. Do your shopping. Don't hassle everybody. Just be patient. And we'll see you the same time, same place next week. Ciao.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Listen on planetaudio.org.nz.
The diversity, the cultural diversity, the many languages, and the enrichment through all the different cultures, religions, faiths. I think that's fascinating.
I love going for really early morning walks under the Harbour Bridge. I love being able to get in my car and in 40 minutes being in one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. I find it really hard to think of what's missing in Auckland. I think you're pushing it there. Don't be so cheeky.
The people of this country, people of Auckland especially, are very, very friendly, and that makes you feel you're living with your kith and kin.
I just love our community. It's a sparkling city.
Loving Auckland, our diverse city. 104.6.